This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin and Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa have reintroduced legislation to reform the H-1B and L-1 visa programs. Both men are the ranking members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The current programs are meant to help U.S. companies recruit skilled non-citizen workers when there's a shortage of American workers for those positions. Pointing to the flaws in the current system, Durbin says, quote, major companies are laying off thousands of American workers while filing thousands of visa petitions for foreign workers at depressed wages and poor working conditions. The proposed H-1B and L-1 Visa Reform Act addresses fraud and abuse in the immigration system. The bill also provides protections for American workers and improves transparency in the process of recruiting foreign workers. The new bill would create new wage and recruitment requirements. It would also require employers to post the jobs on a U.S. Department of Labor website. In recognition of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which begins today, Deaconess Illinois is proud to announce the launch of Breast Check Friday, a region-wide initiative designed to make breast cancer screenings more accessible, supportive, and even fun for women over the age of 40 in Southern Illinois. Beginning this Friday, women can walk in for a 3D mammogram with no appointment and no doctor's order. Breast Check Fridays will be held on the first four Fridays in October, with each week featuring a unique themed activity to raise awareness and create a supportive experience for patients while they wait. By offering walk-in screenings with no order required, Deaconess Illinois is reducing barriers to care. Deaconess Illinois facilities participating in this program are Crossroads Hospital in Mount Vernon, Deaconess Hospital in Marion, and Union County Hospital in Anna. Utilities across Appalachia are failing in their commitments to reduce use of fossil fuels, including in Kentucky. The Dirty Truth report from the Sierra Club has graded utilities annually since 2021 on how they're upholding pledges to generate cleaner energy. This year, Kentucky utility companies dropped an average of 15 points, with three earning 0 out of 100 on their progress. You can learn more about this report at WSIU.org.